Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. Good morning and good afternoon, good evening, wherever you find yourself today. We'll be together reading and completing this chapter on Maryam radiallahu anha. This is a short reading. This is the 22nd reading. And the title of this reading is After Giving Birth to Jesus, is the subtitle in this major chapter. So we'll begin with the Fatiha as usual, and then we'll dive in and complete this chapter. Inshallah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين Page 107. After giving birth to Jesus, Allah gave Maryam food and strength after the birth and showed her how He cared for her in this strong station. The stream was not placed miraculously beneath Maryam, but she was led to this place, where she could find what she needed. After Jesus was born, Maryam took him to her family, and this was very difficult for her. And this is what Allah ordered, so that the people who had known her from childhood should be the first to see Allah's sign. But they could see only that Maryam had done something like any girl might do. What made it strong for the people was the fact they had known Maryam to be a pure and holy person. Allah says in His Quran in Surah Maryam, then she brought him to her folk, carrying him, and they said, O Mary, thou hast come with an amazing thing. O sister of Aaron, thy father was not a wicked man, nor was thy mother a harlot. Then Allah showed more of His sign when Maryam told them to ask the baby about her state. Jesus then began to speak to the people, telling them that He was a prophet from Allah, and that He had been conceived not by any human father, but from the order of Allah through His messenger, Jibreel. Jesus spoke to the people of His mother's family on several occasions, not just this once. And as He grew into a little boy, so always His words were not those of a normal little child, but more of a person full of wisdom and deep knowledge, because He was from the word of Allah. And His speaking as a child was a special gift from Allah. The reason some of the Jewish priests at the time went against Jesus and rejected the miracles they saw with their own eyes was that they had a great love of power. If they admitted that Jesus was the messenger of Allah and that His teaching was the truth, well, they would not be able to sell forgiveness to the people, or to overpower them and to rule them as they pleased. The birth of Jesus meant that people began to return to the worship of Allah alone, and they stopped following the religion of the priests. There was a big difference between what Musa taught and what the Jewish priests were teaching at the time. The difference was like that between the shining stars and the muddy swamps. The priests rejected the miracles of Jesus and concealed them from others, continued to accuse Maryam of being unchaste. Maryam as mother. It was said that when Jesus was 40 days old, Maryam took him to Egypt on the back of a donkey. When they arrived in Egypt, they settled on top of a hill in a secure place, and Maryam worked harvesting wheat, carrying Jesus with one arm and carrying the container to fill with wheat with the other. Maryam stayed in Egypt for 12 years, hiding Jesus from the people. Jesus grew up in a simple way, and his life with his mother and a few close relations to his mother's was simple. It was protected. He spoke Aramaic, which was the spoken language of the people, but he also knew the old Hebrew language of the scripture of Moses and the Latin language. The deep teaching and learning for Jesus when he was a child until he was about 13 came mostly through his mother. They were real beloveds for each other because through the love which Allah put in all the being of Maryam at the moment that Jesus was conceived, she was able to feed his soul and he hers because he was the word of Allah. As a boy, Jesus helped the shepherds to carry water for the sheep, and also he worked as a carpenter. Maryam's qualities in Jesus. Because the seed for Jesus did not come from Allah through the medium of a human body, it was not touched by any human quality, and his quality and presence was different from anyone. That which would usually come to a person or any beloved from a human father, he did not have. The only humanity in that sense in him came from his mother, who was pure and soft and very clear. Well, he drank these gentle qualities from her, but he was also very strong with the people when it was necessary. These stronger qualities came from the Spirit, the Word of Allah, from the Messenger who carried the seed in the form of Allah's Word. Therefore, the greater part of the qualities of Jesus, may peace and blessings be upon him, came from the Spirit of Allah and from his word, be, and was therefore very pure and strong. He was not like any other prophet in this respect. Adam, may peace and blessings be upon him, with whom Jesus is compared, Quran 3:59. Was only from the word of Allah without any human container or body in which he stayed for the period of developing from a seed to the complete human form. This was the meaning of the message of Adam, may peace and blessings be upon him. But Jesus was greater in the meaning of the message of the love, and this was necessary for the human beings of this time. The fact that he had a human mother was a very important and deep and right for the messenger of that time. Jesus understood the human being through his mother. Through her suffering, he understood the suffering of all human beings. He was from the light, but his body was from the body of his mother, and she fed him the food of this world and the love, and Allah gave him wisdom. Jesus, may peace and blessings be upon him, is Ruh. He gave completely without self, but saw Allah behind every human being. This is the Spirit. He is you. It is necessary to give mercy to everyone. All the people who are suffering in this world need the mercy and the love. But also Allah, praised and exalted is He, wanted to explain to the Jewish rabbi and the people that he loved, the people who loved his Messiah, that Jesus was from the Spirit of Allah. And so it was important that they should see this human quality in their messenger, the quality of Adam. May peace and blessings be upon him. Maryam was the pure humanity. She was very clean, but also like the earth. And Jesus was from the Spirit, the Ruh. This may have been too hard for many to understand, for if he had not had a human mother, this had been too hard to understand if he had not had a human mother. The Ruh is very close to God. Maryam, too, was very close to God, but she was a simple human mother. About the special love Maryam carried. How can people understand the meaning of the birth of Jesus if they don't taste his love in the perfect way? When Allah sent Jibril to beloved Maryam, she received the complete love through the word of Allah, which Jibril brought to her body. For that reason, she contained all the love from the beginning to the end. If all women were gathered together to be one, they would not carry what that love carried. She carried through her body the essence of the deep, secret love through the word of Allah, through Jibril. And this is a deeper love than people think. For that reason, when the time came to give birth to Jesus, or when he gave her the real birth, it kept her in the complete love. She didn't need any more love. She fed herself all her life. After Jesus, may peace and blessings be upon him, was born, he carried the love, the complete love. Not one woman could contain this, his love, like any person. Therefore, from the wisdom of Allah, he kept the love inside him through his word, until when he sent this word for anyone, even when a person was dead, then he gave him life through his love that he gave. This was the same case in relation to Yahya, to John the Baptist. May peace and blessings be upon him. Yahya took the complete love from Jesus when he washed his legs. Jesus kept the love inside himself, and no one could contain the love, only Maryam, Jesus, and Yahya. Beloved, the love that I speak about is very soft and very deep, like in the case of Yahya, may peace and blessings be upon him. Allah kept Yahya to feed himself from himself only through the love that he had, and he sent this love to everything that met him, and he changed everything to be full of the love. For that, see, he was the sacrifice in the temple of Allah for all who want to drink from his love, if he can. For that Allah is the merciful about his love. So when the people tried to kill him, it was because no one could taste his love in that moment. Exactly like Al-Halaj, and he has made the real marriage with his beloved until this moment. This is some of the meaning. I could not explain more, but I'm sure that you understand my holy meaning. Maryam's life after Allah took Jesus. After Allah took Jesus to the seventh heaven, Maryam remained near Jerusalem in a place which is called Silwan, near the present wall of the city to the south. She did not have a husband, but lived with close beloveds who cared about her. And after a time, about 1 or 2 years, she moved from Jerusalem and traveled sometimes with close beloveds who went to different parts of the country with the message. She spent all her time with Allah, praying and working and giving the message for her beloved Jesus, and in walking through his spirit as she had done when Jesus was in the world in his presence. Also through her spirit, the beloveds were fed from her presence, and she had many close beloveds, and many people came to see God through this holy lady. May peace and blessings be upon her. Allah kept her in the dunya after he took Jesus, and she died in the holy city, and she is buried there. Alhamdulillah. Very rich reading. We move from one beloved to a holy beloved Lady Fatima in the next readings, which is also quite long. About 3-4 readings. Lady Fatima. Next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.